Brothers and sisters,
我们先来读几处圣经。
We'll first read some passages of scripture.
请弟兄姐妹们、朋友们，我们一同翻到以弗所书第六章。
Shall we first turn to the book of Ephesians, chapter 6?
我们从第十节读到第十八节。
We will read from verse 10 through 18.
以弗所书第六章第十到第十八节。
Ephesians, chapter 6, verse 10 through 18.
读中文的弟兄姐妹们，我们先一起来读一遍，然后我们再请小恩姊妹和读英文的弟兄姐妹们来读。
We will read together first in Chinese and then together also in English.
第十节。
Verse 10.
我还有末了的话，你们要靠着主，依靠他的大能大力，做刚强人，要穿戴神所赐的全副军装，就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计，因为我们并不是与属血气的征战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖着幽暗世界的以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。所以要拿起神所赐的全副军装，好在磨难的日子抵挡仇敌，并且成就了一切，还能站立得稳。所以要站稳了，用真理当作带子束腰，用公义当作护心镜遮胸，又用平安的福音当作预备走路的鞋穿在脚上，此外又拿着信德当作藤牌，可以灭尽那恶者一切的火箭，并戴上救恩的头盔，拿着圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道，靠着圣灵只是多方祷告祈求，并要在此敬醒不倦，为众圣徒祈求。
In English, starting from verse 10.Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might. Put on the full armor of God so that you will be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the full armor of God so that you will be able to resist in the evil day.And having done everything, to stand firm. Stand firm, therefore, having girded your loins with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. In addition to all, taking up the shield of faith, with which you will be able to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.With all prayer and petition, pray at all times in the Spirit. And with this in view, be on the alert with all perseverance and petition for all the saints.
我们感谢主借着保罗把以弗所书赐给我们。
We thank the Lord that through Paul he has given us the book of Ephesians.
以弗所书可以说是对我们基督徒整个生活的一个完全的图画。
We can say that the book of Ephesians gives us a complete picture of a Christian life.
在第一章和第二章里边，保罗提到神在耶稣基督里拣选了我们。
In chapter 1 and 2, Paul tells us that God has chosen us in Christ.
并且使我们得儿子的名分。
And we have the sonship.
为着这个他赐下圣灵作为印记。
And he has given us a pledge from the Holy Spirit.
借着圣灵赐给我们一个新的生命。
And through the Spirit, he has given us new life.
他告诉我们说这个生命是本乎恩典。
And this life is lived by grace.
是因着信。
Through faith.
并不是出于我们自己的行为乃是神所赐。
Not through our own works, but through what God has done.
因为若是出于行为的人就有可以自夸的。
If it is through our own works, then we have something to boast in.
但是他在这里边给我们一个非常平衡的画面。
But here he gives us a very balanced picture.
就是我们基督徒的行为在神面前也是非常重要的。
That it is also very important in how we live.
因为我们是他手中的杰作。
Because we are his handiwork.
是在耶稣基督里造成的。
We are created in Christ.
神把我们拣选回来是为了叫我们能够成为他的见证。
God has saved us so that we can become his testimony.
就这个行为不是我们得救的条件。
Now our works is not the requirement for our salvation.
但是它应该是得救所结出的果子。
But it is the fruit or the result of our salvation.
接下来在第三章、第四章、第六章的上半节，他告诉我们说基督徒的行事为人是应该怎样的。
And then following in chapter 3, 4, 5, and also the beginning of chapter 6, it tells us of how we are to live.
告诉我们既然蒙召，我们的行事为人 就应该和所蒙的召相称。
Because we are called, the way we live should match our calling.
并且详细地讲述了基督徒的在各个方面我们的行事为人。
And very specifically, in all the different aspects of our relationships, how we are to live.
告诉我们说我们是一个新造的人。
Telling us that we are a new creation.
这个新造的人应该脱去旧人，穿上新人。
And because we are a new creation, we are to put off our old self and put on the new self.
应该有一个新的生活。
And we are to have a new life.
在我们的言语、行为和生活的各个方面，应该表现出基督耶稣的生命。
In the way we speak, how we walk, we are to manifest Christ in our daily life.
这个新的生命要在主耶稣基督里站立得稳。
And in this new life, we are to stand firm in Christ.
并且要做光明的儿女，做圣洁的儿女。
And we are to be children walking in light and in purity.
也提到了各样的人际关系。
And also speaks of many relationships.
包括夫妻、父母与儿女。
Between husband and wife, parents and children.
主人与仆人。
And also between masters and slaves.
但是更是借着这些我们生活中最常见的关系来启示神在宇宙中最大的奥妙。
And through all of these relationships, God shows us the mystery of who He is.
就是教会与基督的关系。
And that is the mystery between Christ and the church.
所以我们这里边看见保罗在以弗所书把基督徒各个生活的各个方面做了一个全面的描述。
And so here Paul tells us and gives us a very complete description of what it is to be a Christian.
我们感谢主，上一个礼拜借着我们弟兄把基督徒的行事为人跟我们做了非常美好的交通。
We thank the Lord that last week our brother had also shared with us what it is in living the Christian life.
所以当我们来到以弗所书第六章第十节的时候，
So when we come to Ephesians chapter 6 verse 10,
这里边保罗告诉说还有末了的话。
And so here Paul tells us again, finally,
还有末了的话。
There are still words after this final.
因为他知道这个新的生命是生活在一个非常敌对的环境当中。
Because he knows that this life is lived in a very difficult circumstance.
所以我们的生活，我们的生命要遇见征战。
And so in our daily lives, we will encounter battle.
所以今天早晨我的感动是和弟兄姐妹们交通基督徒生活中的征战。
And so the burden I have this morning is to share with you a spiritual warfare.
愿我们借着神的话语一同在神的面前在这个方面有一点点学习。
And so we would have some learning in God's word in this aspect.
为着这个我们把下边的时间再借着祷告交托给神。
And so let us continue to put this following time in prayer into his hands.
我们一同有一些祷告。
Shall we pray?
亲爱的主耶稣，我们知道你的生命是得胜的生命。
Lord Jesus, we know that your life is a victorious life.
今天你赐给我们这个生命也是要得胜的生命。
And the life that you have given to us is also a victorious life.
早晨我们愿你借着软弱的人说话。
And so Lord, through us who are weak, please speak to us.
借着你的圣灵再把你的心意释放在我们中间。
And again, through your spirit, place your purpose within us.
我们也求你的宝血做洁净的工作。
And may your precious blood again cleanse us.
圣灵做过滤的工作。
And the spirit do the work of a
让我们在你面前所交通的若是合你的心意你把它存留在弟兄姐妹心中。
And so if everything that we fellowship is within your will, please leave that mark in our hearts.
若是不合你的心意的主耶稣我们求你用宝血来涂抹。
If it is not according to your will, please cover it with your blood.
愿你恩待你的教会。
Please show grace to your church.
谢谢你。
Thank you.
祷告奉我主耶稣宝贵圣名。
In Jesus' most precious name, Amen.
Amen.我们在这里边提到征战。
Here we speak of warfare.
那么什么是征战
呢？ What is warfare?
我想我们许多的弟兄姐妹们都读过《天路历程》这本书。
I believe that many of us have read Pilgrim's Progress.
这本书它之所以在基督徒的生活当中有这么深远的影响。
It has a very deep impact on the lives of Christians.
是因为这个我们的约翰本人弟兄他把可以用最简单的话语把神最深刻的道理向我们阐明。
Our brother John Bunyan wrote some of the most deepest and profound truths in the simplest way.
那么我们在这天路历程里边看见有一段描述。
And so in Pilgrim's Progress, we see that there is this description.
他讲到这个天路客就是基督徒。
And so this person is a Christian.
有一天他来到小事的家 interpreter.
And one day he came to the home of the interpreter.
那圣灵呢就借着小事把基督徒要在路上遇见的许多事情向他显示。
And so the Spirit, through the interpreter, showed Christian all the different things he was going to encounter.
就像今天我们在这生活当中圣灵把许多的真理 把许多的经历启示在我们中间一样。
Just like for us today, the Spirit shows us all the things that we are to encounter in our daily living.
有一幅图画在我心中留下了非常深刻的印象。
There's one picture that has left a deep impression in my heart.
就是这个小士呢，他领基督徒到一个墙的边上。
And that is this interpreter. He brought Christian to this wall.
那边有一团火。
At that wall, there was a fire.
然后有一个非常壮的人，他一直在这个火上浇水。
And there was one that was very strong who was constantly pouring water on the fire.
他就是想把这个火扑灭。
He was trying to extinguish the fire.
但是这位基督徒他注意到这个火不但没有被扑灭。
But then the Christian saw that this fire not only was it not extinguished,
反倒呢越烧越旺盛。
But it became bigger.
所以他就心中就 不明白这是为什么。
And so in his heart he could not understand why.
那小士告诉他说让我来给你看见这个秘密。
And so the interpreter said, let me show you the secret.
所以他就把他带到墙的后边。
And so he brought him behind the wall.
在墙的后边有一个人在这个火上浇油。
Behind that wall, there was somebody who was constantly adding oil to the fire.
这个火就是主耶稣基督赐给我们的生命。
That fire is the life that God has given to you.
浇水的人就是撒旦。
And the one who is constantly pouring water on it is Satan.
在后边加油的就是我们的主耶稣基督。
And the one who is adding oil is the Lord Jesus.
撒旦他的在地上今天的工作就是要毁坏我们的生命。
Satan's work today is trying to extinguish or put out our life.
但是主耶稣基督他要把他的生命不断地赐给我们。
But the Lord Jesus constantly wants to give us his life.
所以不断在任何的环境当中这个生命可以长大。
So no matter what circumstance, that life can continue to grow.
这个就是征战。
That is warfare.
所以我们基督徒在生活当中都会遇见征战。
So as Christians in our daily life, we will encounter battles and warfare.
因为我们的旧人和肉体还存在。
Because our old man, our old self and flesh is still in existence.
这个旧人和新人之间有一个相争。
There is constantly a conflict between the new and the old.
那保罗在这个方面他就有非常深刻的体会。
And so Paul had a very deep understanding of this.
他说谁能救我就脱离这又苦又苦的生命呢。
He said, oh, who can save me from this wretched man that I am?
他好像说真是苦啊。
He said, oh, this is so, it's wretched.
但是他说呢若是借着主耶稣基督就可以脱离就可以冲破。
But he has salvation through the Lord Jesus.
另外一个原因。
Another reason.
以弗所书告诉我们说我们今天的征战不是与血气和肉体的征战。
In Ephesians, Paul tells us that we are not battling against flesh and blood.
乃是与那些执政的掌权的管辖着幽暗世界的以及空中属灵气的那个恶魔的征战。
But against the rulers, powers, world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces in the heavenly places.
在神的权柄当中他把这个世界暂时的交给撒旦管理。
Under God's authority, he has temporarily given power to the enemy.
但是他并没有让我们这些基督徒一信主之后就离开这个世界。
And yet at the same time, he did not allow Christians as soon as you believe to leave this world.
所以我们在生活当中一定会遇见征战。
So in our daily lives, we will encounter warfare.
主耶稣在约翰福音第十章第十节这样告诉我们。
The Lord Jesus, in John chapter 10, verse 10, he tells us.
他说盗贼来无非要偷窃杀害。我来了是要叫羊就是叫人得生命并且得的更丰盛。
He says, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly.
所以我们看见在这边撒旦今天在地上他唯一工作的目的就是要消灭生命。
And so we see that the one purpose that Satan has in this world today is to devour life.
但是主耶稣基督他要赐给我们生命。
But the Lord Jesus, he wants to give us life.
并且要给的更丰盛。
And to give it more abundantly.
所以这里边就有一个征战。
And so here we see a conflict.
我们圣经也告诉我们说这个撒旦他像吼叫的狮子一样。
And the Bible also tells us that the enemy is like a roaring lion.
他遍地游行寻找可吞吃的人。
He is seeking someone to devour and destroy.
他要破坏我们和神之间的关系。
He wants to destroy our relationship with the Lord.
破坏弟兄姐妹们之间的关系。
And destroy the relationship that we have among brothers and sisters.
他要毁坏我们的生命和教会。
He wants to devour and destroy our church life.
所以我们在这些方面必须有一个非常清楚的认识。
And so we need to have a very clear understanding of this.
并且借着神所赐给我们的生命在这些征战上能够得胜。
And so that we can gain victory in the life that he has given to us.
我想这个征战如果有许许多的方面。
There are many aspects of this battle.
但是如果我们把它总结起来可能大概可以至少归结成三个方面。
If we are to sum it up, perhaps we can point out three main points.
圣经里边也给我们看见各种不同形态的征战。
The Bible also shows us different aspects of this battle.
那我觉得第一个方面可能是在我们的生活当中。
First off, we can say that it is in our daily life.
就是我们的日常的生活。
That is to say our daily living.
包括我们的读经祷告，包括我们的聚会和追求。
Our Bible reading, our prayer, as well as the many meetings that we attend.
包括我们的家庭生活和各样的人际关系。
And also our family life and the many relationships we have with other people.
这个征战，这个层面的征战是每一位弟兄姐妹们都要遇到。
This type of battle every single brother or sister will encounter.
或者说是我们每天都可能遇到。
Or you can say that we encounter every single day.
那第二个层面的征战可能是传福音的时候。
A second aspect of the battle that we may encounter may be when we share the gospel.
我们知道传福音实在是一个征战。
We know that when we share the gospel, it really is a battle.
当我们要去拯救这些被已经丧失的灵魂回到神的家中的时候。
When we are out there to try to save the souls who are lost,
撒旦是不甘心的。
The enemy is unwilling.
所以这个征战是非常非常剧烈。
And so it is a very intense battle.
需要我们所有的弟兄姐妹们摆上恒切的祷告。
It needs the prayers of all brothers and sisters.
我们在我们中间有许多传福音的机会。
Among us, there are many opportunities to share the gospel.
所以我想我们可能有很多的机会能够进入这样的征战。
And so we have many opportunities to enter into that battle.
能够与神同工。
And to work, co-work with God.
第三个方面我自己感觉可能是一些特别的征战。
A third aspect I feel may be a very specific or particular aspects of the battle.
像包括医病。
Such as in healing.
赶鬼。
Casting out demons.
清除偶像。
Or in destroying idols.
那这可能不是 这些都是非常非常真实。
These are all very real things.
不但是圣经里边有非常清楚的记载。
Not only described very clearly in the Bible.
我们每位弟兄姐妹们 在生活当中也有的时候会遇见这些事情。
But every brother and sister may also encounter in their lives.
但它也许不是说在我们每天的生活中都会发生的。
However, it may not be in your daily life where it will happen every single day.
所以我感觉它可能是一种特别特殊的征战。
So I feel like it is a very special type of battle.
我在神面前的寻求，今天早晨我只想交通第一个方面。
And as I sought before the Lord, I have a burden to share just on that first aspect.
就是在我们的日常生活当中各个方面的征战。
That is the battles that we encounter in our daily life.
主赐给我们的生命是一个能够在这些方面得胜的生命。
The Lord's life that He has given us allows us to have victory in all these different ways.
因为他自己就是一个得胜的生命。
Because He Himself, His life is victorious.
在我们人生的旅途当中。
And so in our daily life,
我们会遇见许多的困难和挑战。
We may encounter many different challenges and difficulties.
在这些所有高高低低这些经历的背后
，Behind all of the highs and lows that we experience，
我想都隐藏着这个属灵的征战。
Behind it may be hidden spiritual warfare。
所以我们应该看见在这里边有一个征战，首先应该有一个认识。
So first off, we need to recognize that there is this spiritual warfare。
并且要认识到仇敌在这些征战当中他所用的诡计。
And to also come to know the different things that the enemy uses。
借着我们内住的生命
And through the indwelling life that we have,
就可以在这些事情上为主做见证
We can bear testimony for him.
许多事情可能是非常平常的发生在我们的生活我们的家庭当中
There may be some very commonplace, everyday ordinary things that happen in our family lives.
发生在我们的工作和学习的环境当中
Or in our work or in our school.
但是撒旦他是无孔不入的
But the enemy, he is very crafty.
他要借着这些让我们失去生命的感觉。
He wants to take away our sense of life.
让我们在主里边失去平安和喜乐。
So that we would lose peace and joy.
失去福音的见证。
And lose the testimony of the gospel.
所以我们对这个应该有一个比较深刻的认识。
And so we need to have a deep understanding of this.
保罗一开始的时候在以弗所书第六章第十节到第十八节就提到。
At the very beginning of this passage in Ephesians 6:10 through 18, Paul tells us,
有两个命令。
There are two commands.
第一个呢，让我们做刚强的人。
First, we are to be strong.
第二个是让我们穿上神所赐的全副军装。
Secondly, we are to put on the full armor of God.
他这里边提到这个刚强人的时候。
So when he talks about being strong,
他特别提到让我们要一直保守在神的大能大力中。
He tells us that we are to be continually strengthened by the power of Christ.
是靠着主耶稣基督他所赐给的生命做刚强的人。
We are to be strong according to the power of Christ's life within us.
换句话说，就是要允许神 And
so in other words, we are to allow God to continually work in us.
不是靠我们自己的能力,
not according to our own strength.
也不是靠我们自己的方法,
and also not according to our own methods.
生命在我们的里边,
life is inside of us.
那神也赐给我们外边, 我们刚才读到这个从头到脚,
we have also read of the armor from head to toe that we can put on. So these two commands, we need to rely upon it. To rely upon his life to be strong. And to put on the full armor of God. Because this battle is not against flesh and blood.
虽然撒旦是常常用我们的血气和旧人,
even though, yes, the enemy oftentimes will use our flesh and our old man.
但这个征战的源头不是属于血气,
but what is behind this battle is not flesh and blood.
是，所以我们需要在主里边做刚强的人。
So we need to be strong in Christ.
我们需要穿上神所赐的全副军装。
We need to put on the full armor of God.
若是我们靠自己, 那一定是失败的。
If you rely upon yourself, you will fail.
因为撒旦是非常真实的,
because Satan is very real.
当我们主耶稣来到地上的时候,
when the Lord Jesus himself came to earth,
我们看见在马太福音第四章记载,
we see it is recorded in the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 4.
在主耶稣开始传道之前,
right before Jesus started to preach,
圣灵把他引到旷野,
the Spirit took him out to the wilderness.
在那里边, 主和仇敌有一个巨大的征战,
and there the Lord and the enemy, they had a battle.
那个仇敌就进来试探神,
the enemy came to tempt Jesus.
他说, 你若是神的儿子, 你可以吩咐这些石头变成食物。
He said, if you are the Son of God, you can command these stones to become bread.
我们看见这里边仇敌非常非常的狡猾。
Here we see that the enemy is very cunning.
他没有, 引诱主去犯罪。
He did not tempt God or Jesus to sin.
因为主耶稣基督的生命是无罪的生命。
Because Jesus' life is sinless.
他不知道罪,
he does not know sin.
他不可能犯罪,
it is not possible for him to sin.
但是在这里边, 这个, 如果把石头变成食物的话, 我们觉得还不错啊。
However, here, if he is to turn stones into bread, it's not a bad thing.
好像还可以荣耀神吗?
As if he could give glory to God.
但是他想把主耶稣引到离开神的命令当中。
However, here, what he is trying to do is to lead Jesus away from the purpose or command of God.
所以他所用的计谋是非常的狡猾的。
And so here his tactics are very cunning.
我们知道主耶稣来到地上的时候, 他每做一件事情都是按照父的旨意。
We know that every single thing that Jesus did on earth was according to the purpose or plan of God.
就像把石头变成食物这样的事情可以荣耀他的名字, 但是父若是没有指示他做, 他就不做。
Here, if he is to turn stones into bread, it is as if he can give glory to God, but because God did not command it, he will not do it.
所以接下来呢, 他又把主耶稣带到圣城上。
Next, the enemy took Jesus up to the hills.
他说, 你可以跳下去啊, 因为圣经不是记载说, 我可以用我的使者托住你吗?
And he said, you can jump down from here. Didn't God say that you will not strike your foot against the stone?
我们又看见这里边仇敌用了这个诡计。
Again, we see the cunning of the enemy.
他向主耶稣从他里边, 好像做一件事情可以荣耀他。
It is as if Jesus is to do something to give glory to God.
但是主没有这样做。
But the Lord did not do it.
因为神没有这样吩咐他。
Because God did not command it.
接下来他把万国的荣华都在一瞬间显给主耶稣看。
And then the enemy showed Jesus all the glory and all the glory of the earth.
他说你若拜我,我把这些都赐给你。
He said, if you are to worship me, I will give you all of this.
所以我们看见这里边仇敌所用的计谋。
And here we see the tactics of the enemy.
他要挑起人肉体里边眼目的情欲,肉体的情欲和今生的骄傲。
He is trying to bring out the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life within man.
这是他一贯的做法。
This is what he's trying to do.
但是这个主耶稣基督是靠着他里边的生命。
But the Lord Jesus was relying upon the life within him. And then he could be victorious over the enemy in all these things. And then his whole life was a battle. We know that every single work is a battle. We know that, of course, the greatest battle was upon the cross.
所以因着十字架上得胜，所以我们今天看见我们所经历的整征战的性质。
However, through the victory on that cross, we have that same nature.
这个征战已经得胜了。
This battle has already been won.
就是这场征战，它最后的胜利，在很早以前就已经决定了。
The result of this battle was already decided a long time ago at the very beginning.
我们今天在地上的生活和各样的经历，只是在这个生命里边再重新经历他的得胜。
What we experience in our daily life is just simply to experience this victory.
所以我们的责任乃是保守。
So our responsibility is to stay within it.
是站稳。
Is to stand firm.
主耶稣告诉我们说，你们要保守这个生命，并且在主里边能够站立得稳。
The Lord Jesus tells us to stay, to stand firm, to keep this life.
但这个保守和站稳呢，还是有一个边界条件。
But this keeping and this standing, there are some requirements.
就是我们要在主里边。
Is that you need to be in Christ.
因为主耶稣基督已经应许。
Because the Lord Jesus has already promised.
在这个仇敌在他里边毫无地位。
That the enemy has no position, no standing in front of him.
他说这个仇敌可能是这个世界的王。
And that yes, the enemy may be the prince of the world.
但是在主里边他毫无地位。
But he has no position before Christ.
所以我们如果把自己保守在神的里边，保守在主的里边。
And so if we are to keep ourselves in the Lord,
我们就可以一同和他经历征战。
Then together we can experience this battle.
并且能够得胜。
And also be victorious.
虽然我们是在保守，好像是被动的。
And so even though it may seem like you are inactive as you are keeping yourself in him,
好像是我们是在防守。
As if you are passive.
但是我们不是被动。
But actually we are not to be passive.
这里边我想到一个例子。
And so here I have thought of an analogy.
我很喜欢看这个各类的球赛球的比赛。
I really like to watch baseball.
我自己也非常喜欢体育运动。
And I also like sports.
看的时候呢，我就会去研究一下他那个战术和打法。
So sometimes I would analyze the strategy behind the games.
但是以前我很少看这个棒球。
In the past, I rarely watched baseball.
那后来因为我的小儿子他喜欢打棒球。
But because my younger son, he likes to play baseball.
所以我就常常去看那些 Little League 的孩子们打球。
So oftentimes I would go and watch the Little League play ball.
后来我才发现这棒球还是蛮有意思的。
And then I realized that it's quite an interesting game.
特别是当你的孩子在那边打的时候就更有意思。
Particularly when my child is playing in it, it's even more interesting.
棒球有一个特点。
There's a particular characteristic in baseball.
就是这个防守的队他有球权。
That the defensive team has the ball.
我们知道很多的球都是你这个进攻的队啊才有球权你才可以进攻。
Oftentimes we know that, the offensive team, they usually have the command of the ball.
但是打棒球的时候是防守这个队有球权。
But it's the opposite in baseball that the defensive team, they have the ball.
所以我们在属灵的征战的时候也是一样。
And so in our spiritual warfare, it's the same.
虽然我们是处在一个防守的地位上
Even though we are on the defensive,
但是我们并不被动。
And yet we are not to be passive.
我们掌握着这个征战的主动权。
We are to be active.
因为神已经赐给我们全副的军装和圣灵的宝剑。
Because the Lord has already given us the full armor of God.
我们可以随时保守，随时征战。
At any time, we can keep ourselves in this battle.
就像打棒球的时候，他甩球，他自己决定什么时候甩，然后把那人strike out.
Even though the pitcher, he is on the defensive, he has the ball, and he can make the decision whether or not he's going to strike out the player.
万一我们失败了，有一个垒被他们占领了，被敌人占领了。
If we fail, our base was occupied.
If we fail, then our base may be occupied.
但是我们可以借着弟兄姐妹们同心合意呢。再把它争回来。
And then together with brothers and sisters, we can gain the ball back.
你争回来的时候还是有主动权，你可以决定你什么时候把这球甩出去，把它争回来。
Once you gain the ball back, then you can again make the decision whether or not you're going to strike out the player.
所以我们感谢主，他给我们的生命。
We thank the Lord for giving us this life.
是让我们保守。
So that we can keep it.
但是我们不被动。
And we are not to be passive.
那我们主动的准备是什么呢
？So what is our preparation as we are to be active？
我想就是要常常的活在主里。
And that is often to dwell, to live in the Lord。
和他有生命的连接。
To have a connection in life。
从他得生命，我们才能够得胜。
When we receive life, then we can be victorious。
并且不给仇敌留任何的地位。
And to not give the enemy a foothold。
仇敌今天他工作的方法 几千年还是没有特别大的变化。
There hasn't been much change in Satan's schemes.
哦，实际上他的方法可能是有很多新的版本。
Perhaps there are many new variations in his schemes.
他这个版本比我们这个远见更新还快。
But the way he changes his schemes can be faster than how we can imagine it.
但是他的本质还是没有变的。
However, the principles have not changed.
那他第一就是用着欺骗。
First off, he will deceive you.
他的诡计第一就是欺骗。
First off, he will lie and
攻击人的心思。
He attacks our mind.
然后呢，把我们的生命毁掉。
And then just extinguishes our life.
所以我们看见以弗所书这里边告诉我们要戴上救恩的头盔。
And so first, he tells us that we are to put on the helmet of salvation.
因为这个征战常常是在我们的心思意念里边。
Because this battle oftentimes is in our thought life.
有没有时候你感觉到突然间有一个想法进来，你不知道是从哪里来的？
Perhaps you've experienced that all of a sudden you have a thought and you have no idea where that thought came from.
有的时候我们经历了一个经历，然后呢，就里边出现一些感觉，哦，是不是神不爱我了？
Perhaps you may have gone through something, a situation, and you start to wonder, does God really love me?
是不是神不管我？
Is it that God no longer cares?
那他一开始的时候，我们看见在伊甸园里边，他也是用这个欺骗的诡计。
At the very beginning, at the Garden of Eden, Satan used this very scheme.
神告诉亚当和夏娃，所有的树上的果子你们都可以吃，只是那棵树上的果子你们不可以吃。
God told Adam and Eve, you can eat of any fruit from any tree in this garden. However, do not eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
那仇敌来了就说呢，是不是其实神其实真说你们这些果子都不能吃呢？
And then the enemy came and said, is it true that God really said you cannot eat of any tree, of this tree?
那神告诉他们说，你们吃的日子必定死。
And God also said that if you are to eat of this tree, you will die.
撒旦来了说不一定吧。
And the enemy came and says, no, that can't be.
不一定死的。
You may not die.
我们看见这些话上好像改变的非常少。
And it's as if the words have been changed just a little bit.
但是他把他那个本质都改变了。
However, he changed the principle behind it.
所以他的工作是非常隐秘有攻击性的。
And so the enemy's work is very cunning.
另外一个，他就是要制造怀疑。
Again, also the enemy casts doubts into us.
他让我们弟兄姐妹们之间有猜疑。
He gives us doubts as we interact with brothers and sisters.
我们和神之间的关系有猜疑。
And then we begin to doubt our relationship with God.
让这些猜疑成为我们生命长进的阻拦。
And these doubts also become obstacles in our growth before the Lord.
有的时候甚至让我们到了绝望的地步。
Often to the point of despair.
这时候我又想起也是在《天路历程》里边记载的一个故事。
So again, I remember a story that is a picture described in the Pilgrim's Progress.
当基督徒继续往前走的时候
，As Christian was moving forward,
他遇见了一个同伴。
He came across a companion.
这个同伴叫美图。
His companion was hopeful.
他们走着走着呢，不小心就来到了一个地方，叫做一再。
They walked together and then they came across the Doubting Castle.
那个一再的寨主叫绝望。
And the master of this castle was despair.
所以呢，他们就被绝望俘虏了。
And so they were tied up by despair.
绝望就用各种方式让他们失去在主里边的信心和感觉。
And despair wanted to use many different ways of taking away the faith and the hope that they had in Christ.
所以他被关在绝望的牢房里好多天。
And so they were locked up in Doubting Castle for many days.
经历了各样的苦楚。
They experienced lots of difficulties.
以至于他们生的希望都没有。
To the point where they had no more hope.
但是我们这里边看见的那个美图这个时候就开始帮助这个基督徒。
But at this time we see that that hopeful began to help Christians.
用话语来鼓励他。
To use the words to encourage him.
他们在这里边经过了非常漫长艰难的好几天。
They went through a very long period of time of several days.
后来基督徒突然想到。
And all of a sudden Christian remembered.
他说我身上有一把钥匙。
He said that I have a key on me.
这把钥匙的名字叫恩言。
And this key is called promise.
我们知道神给我们许多的应许。
We know that God has given us many promises.
他应许我们，他永远不离开我们。
He has promised that He will never leave us.
他应许我们，他要带领我们的人生。
And He has promised that He will lead us all the days of our lives.
他应许我们要帮助我们胜过各样的试探 和忍耐。
He has promised that he will help us so that we can overcome temptation.
所以当我们进入这样的境地的时候
，And so as we walk through this,
我们永远不要忘，我们身上有一把钥匙。
Never forget that we have a key.
那这把钥匙可以开这一再所有的门。
And that key can open up many doors.
所以当他把这把钥匙再重新拿起来的时候
，And so as Christian took out this key,
他们就可以从这样绝望的光景中走出来。
They were able to escape from the doubting castle.
仇敌用的另外一种方法可能是控告。
The enemy has another tactic, which is he accuses us.
一方面他可能引诱人犯罪。
Yes, on one hand, he will tempt people to sin.
另一方面他要借着这个罪来控告。
But on the other hand, he will use that sin to accuse us.
使一个失败成为我们下一个失败的前提。
From one failure to another failure.
所以我们必须认清他的工作。
So we need to come to know the enemy's work.
当我们有失败的时候，我们要立刻回到主的面前。
As soon as you have a failure, to quickly return back to the Lord.
求他宝血的洁净。
And to ask for his covering of his blood.
那今天他还是用这个人眼目的情欲、肉体的情欲和今生的骄傲来。
And today the enemy still is using the lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, and the pride of life.
我还记得我刚刚信主的时候。
I remember when I was first saved.
那时候我在佛罗里达大学读书。
At that time I was studying at the University of Florida.
1990年在 San Antonio, Texas, 我们这个学科有个年会。
In 1990, we had a conference in Texas.
那我们因为这个年会一般的全系的老师和学生都会去的。
And everybody in the department, they would all attend.
佛罗里达和 Texas 不远不近所以我们也可以开车。
And it wasn't too far from Florida to Texas, so we all drove together.
学校为了省钱呢教授们都坐飞机去学生们都开车。
And for the department to save money, the professors, they flew while the students, they drove.
所以我就被安排呢跟另外三个人坐在一个车里。
And so I was arranged to be in a car with three other people.
一个是一个他是一个美国人他是一个博士后。
One was a postdoc, an American.
另外一个是从印尼来的研究生。
Another was a researcher from
a graduate student
from Indonesia.
另外一个是从非洲来的女同学，也是一个研究生。
Another graduate student from Africa.
还有我一个。
And me.
所以我们就开车就从佛罗里达开到德克萨斯。
And so we drove from Florida to Texas.
因为我们这三个同学都是外国人，对美国不是很熟悉。
And because there were three of us who are not very familiar with America.
那这个博士后他是美国人，他对这个整个美国非常熟悉。
And because a postdoc, he was an American and very familiar with this country.
并且他是我们这个 group 的 leader.
And our group leader.
所以他就告诉我们在路上的时候，去的时候就告诉我们，说当我们路过这个新奥尔良的时候，有一个地方非常好看。我一定要带你们去开开眼界。
And so he told us that as we are driving through New Orleans, there is a place that I must take you because it's a great place to go see something. So we must stop there when we pass by.
但是去的时候，去的路上我们不能停在那儿，因为我们还有论文要发表，大家都很紧张。
Now on the way to Texas, because we didn't have much time and everybody was preparing for their talks, so we didn't have time to stop.
他回来的时候，我一定要带你们停在那个地方。
But on the return trip back, we must stop there.
我们也不知道他带我们去什么地方。
And we didn't have any idea where he was taking us.
我们都心里面觉得很新奇啊，所以就盼望着他早点带我们去。
We were all very excited and curious. We were hoping that he'd take us soon.
所以回头的路上呢，我们就停在新奥尔良。
And so on the way back, we stopped in New Orleans.
在那边有一条街。
There is a street there.
里边有很多各种各样的娱乐场所、饭店。
There are many restaurants and many places of entertainment.
所以我们就在那边吃了饭，然后听了那个南方的爵士音乐。
And so we had dinner and we listened to some southern music.
一直沿着这个街就越往里边走，越走越深。
And we just kept following the road and kept traveling on it.
但是走着走着就感觉不大对。
But the more we were on that street, the more it didn't feel right.
就看见这些各种各样的画片呢，开始非常不好。
We saw many pictures, many things that were not good.
后来他就领了我们进了一个好像是可以吃饭的地方。
And then he brought us to a place where it seemed as if it was a restaurant.
后来我们坐下来之后呢，就开始有那个有人出来跳舞。
And then as soon as we sat down, there were people who came out and they were dancing.
而且是非常非常不好的。
And it was not good.
我那时候大概信主几个月，四五个月左右。
I had only believed in the Lord about 4 or 5 months at that time.
那里边有一个感觉，这个 这些东西是不应该看的。
And I had this feeling inside of me that these things I should not be seeing.
虽然我不是非常的明白，但是我觉得这些东西是不应该看的。
Even though I did not really understand, I had a feeling that I should not be seeing this.
但是我又怕得罪我这几个同学，怕他们笑话我。
But I didn't want to offend my classmates. I didn't want them to tease me.
然后好像在那边非常的难受，又想在那边坚持一会儿。
And so at that time, I was really struggling, and I felt like I should perhaps stay.
然后后来开始脑子开始发昏了。
But then my thoughts was just going crazy.
所以我就赶紧就出去了。
And so I decided to step out.
那他们出来了之后就还要到其他的这样的场所去。
And after my classmates, they also came out. They wanted to go to other places that were similar.
那我说我不能去了。
And I said I could not go with them.
我在外边等你们好。
I will wait outside.
所以在回头的路上。
So on the road back.
他们就一直问我，你为什么要不要去呢？
They kept asking me, why didn't you want to go?
你为什么不去？
Why don't you want to go?
那我里边好像是觉得有一个内疚的感觉。
But inside, I felt very guilty.
虽然我觉得在神里边。是应该是这样做的。
That in the Lord I should have done what I did.
但是那时候的生命的感觉实在是太浅。
But the feeling of life I had within me still was somewhat shallow.
就好像在圣经里边有的时候我们会提到是好像以这个福音为耻一样。
It's as if it was a shame that I was ashamed of the gospel within me.
所以好像本来是那他们做的事情是羞耻，反正我自己感觉是一个羞耻。
And yes, the things that they were doing were shameful, and inside of me, I felt shameful too.
所以他们问我的时候呢，我就一直也不吱声。
And so as they kept asking me, I didn't answer them.
但是他们一直在问你为什么。
But they continued to ask why.
后来我就只好说，我说我最近信主了。
And so finally, I said I recently believed in the Lord.
他们说啊哈。
And they said 啊哈。
哦，原来你是个小基督徒。
Because you are a Christian.
是 Christian boy.
A Christian boy.
那时候可能还比较年轻一点。
And because I was younger at that time.
所以在一路上就是一直这样叫我这个小基督徒。
And so all the trip back, they kept calling me the Christian boy.
那我就说，要不然我开车，要不然我就睡觉。我开车的时候我就不需要跟他们讲话。
So I decided I was either going to sleep or to drive, because if I were to do either, I didn't have to talk to them.
回去了之后呢，我又有机会跟这个博士后一起做实验。
And so as we returned back to Florida, I had an opportunity to continue to do research with this postdoc.
有一次我们去外边做一个野外的实验。
One time we did a field study.
那边有些试验工跟他非常熟悉。
And there were people who were very familiar with him.
所以他们就又做实验的时候又拿出一些不好的东西在那看。
And so the people who are working together with him while we were doing research brought out some reading material that was not good.
那些人也想叫我过来跟他们一起看。
And those people also called me to go over and look with them.
那这人告诉他说，你不要叫他，他是一个小基督徒，不要叫他。
But the postdoc says, no, don't call him. He's a Christian boy. You don't have to call him.
我为着神在里边的保守，实在是感谢他。
And so for God's keeping power, I truly thank him.
我虽然那时候还不是特别明白。
Even though at that time I didn't really understand.
但是现在回想起来，我非常感谢神。
But now as I recall, I truly thank the Lord.
2005年大概15年之后
2005, that was roughly about 15 years afterwards.
在 New Orleans 呢，因为 Katrina, Hurricane Katrina, 它遭受了巨大的洪水的袭击。
Because there was a great catastrophe due to Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans.
所以我们公司呢又派我回到新奥尔良。
And so my company sent me back to New Orleans.
15年之后又回到那个地方。
So after 15 years, I went back to that place.
一开始的时候那边没有什么住处。
At first, there wasn't anywhere that I could really live.
所以我们就住在我们公司在 Baton Rouge 的一个 office 里边。
And so we had our office and our living accommodations in Baton Rouge.
后来那边的旅馆慢慢的都开了。
And then slowly, all of the hotels started to open up.
我们就搬到一个旅馆里边，是离这条街大概有六个 block.
And I stayed at a hotel that was about six blocks away from that one street.
这个城市为了赚钱啊，所以他先开旅馆，然后再开这些娱乐场所。
And so for the city to earn money, they first opened up the hotels and then they opened up all the clubs and cafes.
那当这些娱乐场所开的时候，我们那些同事，我们公司有几百人去，那些同事们都好多很高兴。
And so as the clubs opened, there were many people in my company who were very happy. They wanted to go.
那这么近呢，我们要赶紧去啊。
And because it was so close by, they wanted to go.
但是我实在是感谢神，这次我里边的感觉跟上一次感觉完全的不一样。
But I thank the Lord that the feeling that I had within me this time was completely different from the previous.
我一共去了大概是四五次。
I went to New Orleans about four or five times.
中间住过那个离这边有六条街的旅馆，后来越搬越近，就是搬到呢这个这条街的边上，这个旅馆搬到这条街的边上。
And each time I stayed in a hotel, at first it was six blocks away from that street. And every time I went to visit, the hotel was closer to that street.
但是我的心却离它越来越远。
But my heart was farther and farther away from that street.
并且我可以跟我的同事们做见证。也劝他们为什么不要去这个地方。
And I could also give testimony to my coworkers for why they should not go to those places.
或者去的时候要小心有选择。
Or when you do go, to be very careful in what you select.
在那个时候里边有一个非常深处的感觉。
And at that time, I had a very deep feeling.
就是我可以享受神所赐给我的生命。
That I can enjoy of the life that God has given to me.
虽然这个生命是我原来没有的，也不配得的，但神把它赐给我。
Even though originally I did not have this life and I was not worthy of receiving it, but God has given it to me.
我可以享受它。
Now I can enjoy it.
在第一次的时候，我好像里边还有一种那个愧疚的感觉。
At first I had a very guilty feeling at the very beginning.
但是这次去我开始享受这个生命。
But now I can enjoy of this life.
虽然好像越搬越近，但是我真的是觉得心。
Even the hotels that I was staying at was closer and closer to that street, but my heart was growing further and further away from it.
所以那些天，每当一想起这件事情的时候，我心里边对神发出一个深处的感谢。
So every time I think back on those days, I really thank the Lord.
我说主耶稣，这个生命不是我有的，也不是我配得的。
I say to the Lord, Lord, it's not that I can have this life or I'm worthy of receiving this life.
但是你却愿意把它赐给我。
But you were willing to give it to me.
并且今天我可以享受这个生命。
And today I can enjoy this life.
我可以以神为乐。
And I can take joy in my Lord.
实在是感谢神。
I truly thank
God. 所以在那个时候，心里边常常对神发出感谢和赞美。
And so in those days, I really praise and thank the Lord.
那我想，他另外的一个工作就是借着人。肉体的情欲，或者是依靠肉体。
And also, the enemy has another tactic of having us try to rely on ourselves, on our flesh.
我们在圣经里边看见彼得的经历。
We see Peter's example.
彼得他在主耶稣临上十字架之前。
Right before the Lord Jesus was to go up on the cross.
他跟那些人说，所有这些人，其他人都可以不认你，但是我绝对不会认。
Peter said to the Lord, "Everybody else can fall away, but I will not."
我想这是从彼得深处发出非常真实的、非常诚实的一个呼喊。他要就即便是舍了自己的生命，他也不会不认主。
I believe that Peter was very sincere that from his heart he was not going to leave the Lord.
但是他没有看见他所依靠的是自己。
But he did not see that he was relying upon his own flesh.
所以他失败了。
And so he failed.
但是我们从这里边也可以学到功课。
However, from this, we can also learn a lesson.
当彼得失败了之后。
After Peter had failed.
他马上回到神的面前。
Immediately, he came back before the Lord.
所以我们要学的功课就是我们今天在地上的生活。
And so the lesson we can learn is that in our daily life,
我们所遇见的这些所有的征战，
all of the battles that we encounter,
除了主耶稣基督一个人之外，
apart from just our Lord Jesus,
没有其他人可以完全得胜。
No one else can entirely be victorious.
当然我们也，神给我们的生命，我们也不能一直生活在失败当中。
Of course, we cannot continually live in failure either.
所以彼得来到神的面前，他是非常诚实。
And so when Peter came before the Lord, he was very honest.
所以当我们失败的时候，第一，我们要回到神的面前，非常诚实地回到他的面前。
That after you fail, when you come back before the Lord, be very honest before him.
没有任何的理由，没有任何的借口。
We have no excuses and no reasons.
因为神是知道人心肺腑的神。
Because God is the one who knows our heart.
我们的心思意念在他面前都是赤裸敞开的。
We are completely naked and open before him.
但是他愿意让我们有一颗真实悔改的心回到他的面前。
He wants us to have an honest and sincerely repentant heart as we come back before him.
因为圣经告诉我们说，忧伤痛悔的灵，神并不轻看。
It says in Psalms that he will not despise a broken and contrite heart.
所以当彼得三次不认主之后，
and so after Peter denied the Lord three times,
我们看见他出去痛哭，在神面前彻底悔改。
He wept bitterly and he was truly repentant.
神就拯救他。
And so the Lord saved him.
在约翰福音第二十一章，我们看见那里边有个非常美好的记载。
And so we see a beautiful recording in John chapter 21.
神在那边有三次要重建彼得。
Three times the Lord reconfirmed and built up Peter.
当我们愿意把每个失败带到神的面前，诚实地带到他的面前的时候，
If you are to bring and honestly bring your failures before the Lord,
他要在我们身上做奇妙的工作。
He will do a wonderful work in you.
我想第二个功课是我们要过圣洁的生活。
The second lesson we also need to learn is to live a life of purity.
实在是当我们看自己的时候，我们的生命是污秽的。
As we look at ourselves, we are truly filthy.
但是主耶稣基督已经赐给我们一个非常美好圣洁的生命。
However, Jesus has given us a very holy and pure life.
所以我们要借着这个生命过圣洁的生活。
And so we need to live a holy life.
我们不要给撒旦留地步。
We don't want to be deceived by the enemy.
也不要让他在这些事情上控告我们。
And we are not to allow him to accuse us.
所以当我们失败的时候，我们快快地回到主的面前，求他的宝血来洁净。
And so if we are to fail, we are to quickly return back to him and to plead his covering of his blood.
不要让这些失败积累在一起。
Do not allow all the failures to come and be collected together.
以至于有一天我们就永远再起不来了。
And then one day you may not be able to get up.
另外一个功课，我想我们要彼此服侍。
Another lesson we are to learn is that we need to serve one another.
也在祷告中彼此服侍。
And to serve one another in prayer.
上一个星期一在回来的路上，下班回家的路上。
Last Monday, as I was on my way home from work,
我在听那个基督徒的一个电台。
I was listening to a Christian radio station.
在那里边听见了一个人真实的经历。
And I heard a true life testimony of someone.
那这个人他是就是我们隔壁这个州 Oregon 州的一个 Senator。
This is the testimony of an Oregon Senator.
他本来是一个骑自行非常喜爱骑自行车的人。
He was somebody who really liked to ride bikes.
他也帮助别人修理这些自行车。
And he also fixed bikes for other people.
那有一次在修车的时候，那个车后座上有个袋子，然后他把这个袋子往地下一放的时候，里边有一颗子弹从那个袋子里打在他的腿上。
One time he was fixing somebody's bike and there was a bag attached to the back and when he took the bag down there was a bomb inside that exploded and it hurt his leg.
It's a gun, it's a bullet.
A bullet.
刚好打在他的血管上。
And it just so happened to hit an artery.
所以他就流了很多的血，几乎丧生了。
And so he hemorrhaged, he bled quite a bit and almost died.
这个人是一个非常好的基督徒。
This is a very good Christian person.
所以他就在这个事情上一直在经历各种各样的征战。
And so, upon this one experience, he battled a lot.
他开始讲到就是好像生命一点也没有希望了，流血太多。
And it was almost to the point where he was saying that in his life, because he bled so much, he had lost hope in living.
他和他的姊妹一同祷告。
And he prayed together with his wife.
神拯救了他的生命。
And so God saved his life.
但是医生说呢，从这个大腿下边可能都要被截肢了。
But the doctors told him that he might need to amputate his leg from the knee down.
他们又在神面前祷告征战。
And so again they battled and prayed before the Lord.
那后来慢慢开始好了，说这个脚可能会不行，但是腿可以保住。
And slowly he did recover a bit. However, they said that perhaps he needed to lose his foot.
但神继续给他恩典，让他的脚也好起来。
But God continued to show him grace, and his foot also recovered.
但是医生告诉他说，你可能永远坐在轮椅上，不能再站起来。
And then the doctor said that perhaps you will always need to be on a wheelchair, and you'll never be able to stand again.
这个时候有许多的人为他祷告。
And at that time, there are many people who prayed for him.
他就开始做复健工。
And then he also started to do physical therapy.
有一天他回到家里边，听到他的留音机上有一个留言。
One day he returned home and he heard a voicemail on his answering machine.
一个非常简单的留言。
A very simple message.
是一个他不认识的弟兄打来的。
From a brother that he did not know.
这个留言说我们现在正在为你祷告。
And the brother said, we are praying for you right now.
他说我们相信神一定会医治你。
We believe that God will heal you.
有一天你一定要从这个轮椅上站起来。
And one day you will stand from that wheelchair.
他每天要收到很多的留言，因为他是这个州的议员。
And because he is a senator of the state, every day he received many messages.
但是这个留言真正的摸到他的心。
But that message really touched his heart.
为什么呢？因为这个留言是从心里边发出的向他的祷告。
Why is that? It was because that message was a prayer from the heart.
是跟他有一个生命的连接，所以他一听见这句话就知道这里边有生命。
There was a connection in life, and so as he heard those words, he knew that it was different. It was from life.
所以他对这个留言非常的感动。
And so he was very moved from that message.
每天出去做复健的时候，走之前他要听一遍这个留言。
Every day before he went to PT for therapy, he would listen to that message again.
很多的时候就成了他一个非常大的激励。
And often it became an encouragement to him.
有一天他到了另外的一个医院。
One day he went to another hospital.
他去找一个什么人，那一段我就没有特别听得清楚。
He went to go find somebody, and I didn't hear that part of his story very clearly.
那所以当他到那边那个这个服务台开始去找人的时候
，As he went to the service desk and he wanted to look for a particular person.
那个里边的人就跟他说呢，说我们可以去帮你去找这个人，但你可不可以告诉我们你叫什么名字，所以我们可以告诉那个你要找这个人。
The person who was helping him said, "Could you leave us your name so that we could go look for the person you're looking for?"
所以他就告诉了他叫什么名字。
And so he told the person his name.
然后里边那个人说，哦，你就是这个人。
And that clerk said, "Oh, you're that person."
我们一直为你祷告。
We've been praying for you.
我们相信神要医治你。
We believe that God will heal you.
我们相信有一天你要从轮椅上站起来。
We believe that one day you will stand from that wheelchair.
当他听见这句话的时候。他就想起他在录音机里边那句话。
And as he heard those words, he remembered the message that was on his answering machine.
那个生命的感觉是完全一样。
And that sensation of life was entirely the same.
所以他就跟那人说，他说，你可不可以出来？我愿意见你，我愿意当面谢谢你。
And so he asked the person if that person could come out so that he could meet him and thank him face to face.
所以那个人就从里边出来了。
And so the person came out.
所以他惊讶地发现，原来这个弟兄也是坐在轮椅上。
And then he was amazed to find that that brother was also wheelchair bound.
并且他的腿已经断了一条。
And he also was an amputee.
他永远不能再站起来。
And that he never will be able to stand.
但是他可以在他的生命当中为着弟兄祷告。
But within his life, he was able to pray for his brother.
所以我们在主里边应该彼此服侍。
And so in the Lord, we are to serve one another.
这个弟兄讲他现在，这是因为我是星期一时候听见。他说他现在已经可以离开轮椅，但是走路还需要拐杖。
And so on Monday when I was hearing the story of this brother, he was saying that he's now able to stand from that wheelchair, however still needs the aid of a cane.
有一天我相信神要医治他。
I believe one day God will heal him.
另外一个功课我们要学习的。
Another lesson we need to learn.
就是我们的目光要定睛在神的身上。
Is that the goal of our life needs to be based on the Lord.
我们要彼此做同伴，一同回到了生命的感觉当中。
We need to be companions of one another to return back to life.
在旧约里边，圣经记载一个非常神重用的先知。
In the Old Testament, there was a prophet that God used mightily.
我想大家都知道，他的名字叫以利亚。
And I think that everybody knows his name is Elijah.
记载在列王记上。
It is recorded in 1 Kings.
我今天特别交通的这段呢，是在十八章的第十六节到第十九章的第八节。
And the passage that I want to share today is written in chapter 18, verse 16, all the way through 19, verse 8.
我们都知道那个时候以利亚祷告呢，天就不下雨。
We know that at that time Elijah had prayed so that the sky would not rain.
一连三年没有下雨。
And continually for 3 years there was no rain.
神奇妙地供应以利亚的生活。
And God amazingly provided for Elijah's living.
借着乌鸦，还借着寡妇，一直在供应着他。
Through crows, and through widows, God constantly provided for Elijah.
三年之后呢，神让他出来去见当时那个王亚哈。
After 3 years, God allowed Elijah to go and meet Ahab.
并且也应许呢，要降雨给地上。
And also allowed rain to come.
所以，这个。先知就去见亚哈。
And so the prophet went to meet Ahab.
亚哈带领他的八百五十个先知。
Ahab took his 850 prophets.
和以色列的众人。
And all of Israel.
和以利亚相约在加密山上。
Met together at Mount Horeb.
那里边呢就发生了一件非常奇妙的事情。
And at that place, a very amazing thing happened.
好像是一个征战到了一个高峰。
It was as if it were a climax of the battle.
那我们知道呢。以利亚问他们说：“你们到底心一直不定？问这些百姓，你们到底要随从哪一位神
？”And so Elijah asked the people, "Which God are you willing to follow?"
他说：“现在这样好不好？我们请这些巴利这些先知献祭，我也献祭，看神来悦纳哪一个祭，那他就是真神。
”And so he said, "Let us first sacrifice to Baal, and then we will sacrifice, and I will also sacrifice to the Lord, and we will see who is the true God."
百姓们都说好，公平，就这样做。
And so the people said, "Yes, it's fair. We will do so."
所以他们就开始选了牛，开始献祭。
And so they began to sacrifice.
这里边记载这个故事非常的生动。
And this story is very moving.
那他先让这些巴利的先知把这牛先放在台上。
And so at first they allowed the prophets of Baal to put the sacrifice on the altar.
但是有一个条件，都不能点火的。
However, there was one requirement. You cannot light it on fire yet.
看哪位是真神，他要降火， 把这些祭物从地上取下去。
Whoever is the true God will send fire from heaven to burn up the sacrifice on the altar.
所以这850个先知就一直在那边求啊。
So the 850 prophets, they kept calling out.
从早晨求到中午。
They called out from morning to noon.
一点动静也没有。
There was no activity at all.
以利亚这个时候就开始他也非常的有趣，他就开始讥笑他们。
So Elijah started to tease the prophets.
他说你们大声求吧，因为你们的神呐、啊，他或者是默想，或者是走路，或者是睡觉，你们一定要把他叫醒啊。
He said, perhaps he's occupied or gone aside, or perhaps he's gone a journey or fall asleep. You need to call out louder.
所以这些人呢就开始更努力的求。
And so they cried out with a louder voice.
甚至用那些刀来自己割自己。
They even cut themselves with knives.
连身流血。
And so they were bleeding.
还是没有什么动静。
However, nothing happened.
那到了晚上的时候。
Finally, in the evening.
以利亚把他的祭物也献上。
Elijah offered his sacrifice.
并且叫人在那个祭物上浇水。
And also told people to pour water on the altar.
不止一次，一共三次。
Not just once, but three times.
不仅那个祭物全湿透了，旁边那个土和沟里面都积满了水。
Not only was there water on the altar, but the trench around it was full of water.
然后他向神祷告。
And then he prayed to God.
神就从天上降下圣火，把祭物连同那个祭物旁边的石头和土都一同的燃烧。
And then God sent down fire from heaven so that it completely consumed everything on the altar and all the water surrounding it.
他在先知和以色列百姓面前证明只有他才是那位真神。
So in front of the prophets and all of Israel, God showed that he is a true God.
我们看见以利亚这个时候他的服事是非常的美好。
And we see that the service of Elijah was so good.
征战得胜。
And he was victorious in this battle.
并且把那个巴利和亚沙拉的850个先知都杀掉。
And then killed all of the 850 prophets of Baal.
但是接下来有件事情让我们非常感觉到困惑。
However, after this, we find something that's very confusing.
就是后来那个亚哈的妻子耶洗别给他送了一封信。
That Jezebel sent Elijah a letter.
其实也不是一封信，就是一个便条。
And it wasn't really a letter, it was just a message.
大概意思就是说明天这个时候要杀你。
That tomorrow at this time I will kill you.
所以我们觉得，这个先知他刚刚服侍神得了这么大的征战得胜，他应该不惧怕这个便条的。
We should think that Elijah, who just had such a wonderful victory over Baal and all the prophets, why is he afraid?
但是非常奇怪的，他就开始跑了。
Very strangely, he began to run.
他非常害怕。
He was very afraid.
因为跑到一个地方呢，他就把他那个仆人也留在那个地方。
He ran to a place and left his servant there.
接下来自己再跑。
And then he continued to run.
跑到一个地方，他完全失去了生命的感觉。
And he ran to a place where he had no more life.
坐在那个树下就说，神啊，完了，你把我的命拿去吧。
He sat down and he said, Lord, it's enough, take my life.
我们觉得这个时候神非常的奇妙，神做了一件事情非常奇妙。
And yet here, God did something that was amazing.
神也并没有责备他。
God did not rebuke him.
神是说先睡一觉吧。
He said, sleep.
然后起来吃点东西。
And then eat.
然后再睡一觉。
And then sleep some more.
我们看见神非常富有怜悯。
We see that God is so merciful.
在我们所有的失败当中，他知道我们的软弱。
In all of our failures, God knows our weaknesses.
他要我们在他里边有安息。
He wants us to have rest.
有一个恢复生命的感觉，那个经历。
So that we can recover that experience and feeling of life.
并且再吃一点东西。
And eat something.
让我们在他重新从他里边得力。
And so that we can gain strength again in him.
所以这个以利亚又起来，一走路就走了40天。
And then Elijah rose, and then he walked another 40 days.
实在是这个经历让我们看见。
And so in this experience, in the story we see,
我们的目光不能离开神。
That our vision should not depart from the Lord.
不论是在我们的征战和我们的生活当中。
Whether it is in battle or in our daily life.
什么时候我们的目光离开了神，我们注定要失败。
Anytime we look away from the Lord, we will fail.
我们也需要同伴。
We need companions.
以利亚如果当时没有把这个仆人留在那个地方的时候，
If Elijah did not leave his servant behind,
或许他们还可以彼此相扶。
Perhaps they would have been able to encourage one another.
今天神给我们教会。
Today God has given us a church.
神给我们这么多的弟兄姐妹们聚集在一起。
And so many Brothers and sisters gather together.
我们每个人所遇见的困难可能是不一样。
Perhaps the difficulties we go through may be different.
我们每个人的那个刚强的地方和软弱的地方可能也是不一样。
And our strengths and weaknesses may be different from one another.
但是神把我们放在一起的时候。
But when God places us together,
我们可以彼此相助。
We can help one another.
另外一个，我们要回到生命的感觉当中。
And also, we need to return back to life.
我们回到主的安息当中。
We need to return back to His rest.
从他里边。得生命，得力量。
To gain life and strength from Him.
以至于我们在地上的征战可以成为他的见证。
So that the battles that we experience on earth can be His testimony.
在结束的时候，我想再和弟兄姐妹们回顾一下，约翰本人弟兄在天路历程里边那幅画面。
And so as I conclude, I want to again remind you of the story that John Bunyan gives us in The Pilgrim's Progress.
我们的生命犹如一团火。
That our life is like that burning fire.
今天撒旦要尽他的全力。
Satan wants to use his all to demolish this fire.
但是有耶稣基督在后面为我们加上生命的油。
But behind it is the Lord Jesus giving us the oil of life.
所以这个火是不会被扑灭的。
So this fire will not be put out.
生命是不会被消灭的。
Life will not be extinguished.
并且它要在主里面越来越旺。
However, in the Lord it will become bigger and bigger.
因为主在为我们加油。
Because the Lord is giving us oil.
今天神已经把这个生命都赐给我们每个人。
God has given us His life to every one of us.
每个弟兄姐妹，无论我们信主年日多少，我们里边都有。
Every brother and sister, no matter how many years you have believed in the Lord, you have it.
让我们一同能够活在这个生命的感觉当中。
So together we need to live in this life.
向着神，并且为着神而活。
Towards God and live for Him.
让我们彼此激励，同走天路。
So that together we can encourage one another to walk the heavenly way.
使主在他的教会中能够找到他所。希望的见证。
So that the Lord can find His testimony among us.
我们一同一点祷告。
Shall we pray?
亲爱的主耶稣，我们谢谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
你是生命的源头。
You are the source of life.
你也是得胜的源头。
You are the source of victory.
我们都在你的面前。
We are all before you.
我们知道我们自己是软弱的。
We know we are weak.
但是我们知道你所赐给我们的生命是何等的宝贵和美好。
But we know that the life you have given to us is so precious and so good.
愿我们常常诚实地来到你的面前。
May we often come before you with honesty.
从你那边得生命得力量。
To gain the strength from your life.
使你的教会在地上成为能够成为你明光照耀的见证。
So that your church may be a testimony that bears light for you.
我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
祷告奉我主耶稣宝贵圣名。
We pray this in your most precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们的地